more frequently.
I just wanted to conclude by saying Ennis Knupp has been the investment advisor to the university for a number of years, a product of an RFP process, but again, in a renewed process, but they've been here for a number of years, and had Brady and Angela for a number of years too, had that continuity of staff, and and we appreciate that. And I would say that, again, emphasize that from our committee meeting, we did accelerate this RFP process, that was, Trustee Strobel brought to our attention, and we did push that RFP process up. I wanted to move on. I mean, I am going to, at the end of this presentation, I'm going to have a compliment, to the investment side and look at the debt side of the university, and particularly the rating agencies and their view, the recent view of the university. I have passed out to the rating agency reports from Moody's and from Standard & Poor's to the trustees, but I would like to take us quickly through some indicators, some current events with the state budget and the new state budget, and how it affects the university, and basically the treatment of this of the university by the state, and conclude with some comments on the debt of the university. Joe, we'll go to the first slide. The state, the governor signed the budget on June 30th. Basically last year, the operating budget, there's two parts to the the state budget. One is the operating budget, or the general funds of the state. The other one is the dedicated funds, transportation funds. We just focus on the general funds of the state. The budget, $25.5 billion in 2011, and the budget that he just approved, as we can put it together, and basically there's a lot of people still trying to put it together, the pieces to the 2012 budget of $29.9 billion. And I think the big difference this year is the fact that they did appropriate the pension funding for the state. So about 16% of the appropriated budget for the state of Illinois is going to go to pensions. The difference last year is basically they just basically said we're going to bond fund the payment as opposed to appropriate it. They basically were going to issue debt. This is basically part of the appropriation in 2012. The result, if you take a look at this, is roughly about a 1.2% decrease to amount of dollars that went to higher education. We 8.3 down to 7.1%, 7.0% for higher education. So we had that roughly 1.3% decrease in funding to higher education. Move over to the next. See, that would be, for us, I mean, our piece of that decrease would